democracies in the world today than we did 15 years ago. Fewer. Not more.
Fewer. At least he didn't say less. No, he said fewer. He's got a little Catholic school upbringing, maybe. He remembers one thing or two here and there. That was the President of the United States, who was out at a very fancy restaurant in Georgetown, Washington, D.C., over the weekend, prancing around the restaurant, not wearing masks. He was with his Dr. Jill, not a doctor. She's not a doctor. With Dr. Jill, not wearing a mask. And then we had that Ruth Marcus from the Washington Post, a terrible woman and a lefty, of course, Washington Post, whining and caterwauling and complaining because she was in left-wing Madison, Wisconsin, and she got onto an elevator, and a man, you see, a man got on the elevator not wearing a mask. So being, you know, an annoying, obnoxious Washington journalist, she, of course, barked at the man about wearing a mask, and he gave her a little bit of what for. He gave her a little bit back. And she became very upset about this and tweeted about it. Most of these people really shouldn't have Twitter accounts. And a kind of a funny thing, while her president, Lunch Bucket Joe, she fought so hard to get into the White House, even though his brain, she's a broke. She's a no good, that brain. And Ruth Marcus, just fine if Joe Biden and Jill Biden are wandering around Georgetown restaurants without masks. But if someone should dare to get on an elevator with a Washington Post fake reporter, then that's something to raise Cain about, raise some heck about that, huh? And, yes, the guy was, honestly, it's not like he was terribly impolite. She was the impolite one. She believes that he is the impolite one, but that's because she's a numbskull and she works at the Washington Post. I'll get into that because it's kind of amusing. Also, Greta von Funberg, you know, Greta von Funberg, she's a minor prophet, maybe a major prophet in the Democrat Party. She is going to change the climate by whining, I think, and complaining, by beeping and moaning about the weather. And that's going to make everything better because she's the teen wonder. She's, you know, she's really like there's Batman and the Boy Wonder. Speaking of which, Superman had a really bad weekend. Boy, in a week, really, Superman had a really bad week. It is the franchise is just up in flames right now, I think. What do they got? Three items on Superman. We'll get to the Superman thing coming up a little bit. It's not good. Things are not going well in the Superman universe. Because I'll give you one clue. Lefties meet Superman, and it turns out that his real kryptonite is the left. And now he's squirming on the floor because the left sunk their teeth into him. It's a terrible thing to see. Yeah, so we got Lunch Bucket Joe. Oh, also, the news media noticed that he's not doing any interviews or press conferences. I don't know how they noticed because they're obviously not a very bright bunch. They don't pay attention. And when they do see things happen, they don't understand them. I've noticed that. Have you noticed that? They can watch something live and not understand. I'm reminded of the Covington Catholic School or perhaps Border Patrol people on horseback whipping and lashing and trampling. And none of it ever happened. But they said it. And then you notice that story just went away because of our phony, baloney, flimsy, corrupt gang of fluffers that call themselves the Washington Press Corps and the New York Press Corps of two. So great stuff. There is a song out, a Let's Go Brandon song. You're familiar with the Let's Go Brandon song? It's kind of fun. It's kind of a rap. Would you say it's a rap? Seems to be a rap. Isn't everything a rap? And Let's Go Brandon song. And this has led to some consternation and maybe even some constipation by the usual thing. In fact, TikTok, what do? They froze the guy's account. So he's kind of like being banned, right? Because Let's Go Brandon, it has not been approved by the party, capital T, capital P, the party. The party is in charge of the information flow in the United States of America. And if the party doesn't like it, then the party shuts it down. We're more and more like East Germany every day under the Stasi because these left-wingers are not liberals. They're leftists. And as such, they're fascists, as you might imagine. Speaking of Pete Buttigieg, I believe he was the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and then he thought that he'd run for president. okay, because nothing, no reason. You know, I should be in front of him when it comes to running for president. Not that I'd ever want to run for president. Who would want that job? I'd rather live in a two-bedroom apartment and, you know, drive a little $20,000 car than be president of the United States of America. I'll tell you that much, which is my actual life, just by the way. But the Pete Buttigieg, you know, he's been on leave because of paternity, because painful as it sounds, he's got two twin babies now. And C-section, do you think? And the so he's got two twin babies, and he's got to stay home for months on end to bond. You know, to hell with this government job thing, you know, screw that, taxpayers. They get what they pay for. We get what we paid for. So he's on family leave, and they kind of kept it a secret. And then, God forbid, you'd make fun of him, because that's not allowed. The party hasn't approved making fun of Pete Buttigieg. He's gay, you know. Therefore, he's in a protected class. Otherwise, he'd just be a straight white male, and you can make fun of him all you want. But since he's not a straight white male, you can't make fun of him. These are the rules that the party has laid down, capital T, capital P. So family leave for months. It's not like there's transportation crisis going on in the United States or anything. Oh, wait a minute. There is a gigantic generational transportation crisis going on. And the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, who's now the transportation secretary, he isn't doing his job because he and his husband, is it Chasen or Chasten? Nobody knows for sure. His husband and they adopted twin babies, so they're just going to take a year off or something. It's only his first year in office as a cabinet secretary in the executive branch, and there's a crisis going on his watch, but pay no attention to that, because why would anybody pay any attention to that? And if you point it out, then the news media attacks you, see? Also, they do not countenance ridicule. They cannot stand being mocked or ridiculed. Never mind what Saul Alinsky taught them and what they've been doing for generations, for many decades now, using mockery and ridicule as their most potent weapon, as Saul Alinsky instructed. Know that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are both dyed-in-the-wool Alinskyites. Huge, giant, radical Alinskyites. But pay no attention to that. Where is Hillary today, anyway? Does she have any public engagements, or just waking up again face down in a pool of her own vomit on her kitchen floor with an empty box of cheap New Zealand Chardonnay next to her? Box. That's right. One of those one. Are they a gallon? Oh, yeah. They're a gallon? That's a lot, isn't it? She drinks that every night? Whew, man. See, that explains a whole lot, doesn't it? A great deal. Yes, it does. Yeah, but Buttigieg. We got some Buttigieg updates for you. Also, a record number of Americans left our jobs in August, in the month of August, what is it, 4.2 million or something like that? Giant, a gigantic number. And then the news media is spinning it for the administration, because that's what they do. Amazing stuff. Also, the Virginia gubernatorial race. Why is it called governor and then gubernatorial? Why is I want to know that. I have to look into the Latin roots of that. But we got the gubernatorial thing. And, you know, they're all over the churches. They always, if a Republican goes to church, they try to burn it down. The Democrats have a long history of setting churches on fire and burning them. From St. John's Church in Washington, D.C. They blow up churches with little girls, the Democrats, and they burn churches. We had, a Hillary person set a historic black church, where was that, in Mississippi on fire, and wrote Trump stuff on it. Remember that, to try to blame Trump people? They love burning church. But, you know, if a Republican goes to church, they say, oh, that's a violation of church and state. Well, now they've got Kamala Harris, who recorded a video presentation that's going to be shown at black churches, and only black churches. Are there white churches? Huh. Let's see. I think that would be racist, wouldn't it? But the Democrats, they make videos for these things. And then they brought in Stacey Abrams, who is a loser. I'm making a big L on my forehead with my thumb and my index finger. She still hasn't conceded that Georgia governor's race, says she. But that's okay, because when Democrats, it's like last week, we were playing the audio of Terry McAuliffe, the gubernatorial candidate for the Democrats in the Commonwealth of Virginia, where they currently have Coon Man with the Klan outfit living in the governor's mansion, you know, the baby killer. He's a pediatrician slash baby killer, and just amazing. So, Yeah, she, Stacey Abrams, showed up at a church. It was a church yesterday, right? Because it's okay when Democrats go to churches, especially if it's a racially segregated church. It's much better. They like racial segregation, the Democrats do. They have a very long history of racially segregating a great many things because they are the party of the Klan and the Confederacy and Jefferson Davis and Jim Crow and standing in schoolhouse doors. But never mind that, and harvesting the organs of the 400 out of 1,000. But never mind any of that, because none of that matters. Also, in his own category today, former Secretary of State, former Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Secretary and General Colin Powell, passed away today. COVID-related, they say, 84 years old, or from COVID complications. But the family also says that he was fully vaccinated. Now, 84 years old, COVID complications, fully vaccinated. Some more detail to come out on that, no doubt, soon. But I've got some Colin Powell stories. I met Colin Powell a number of times throughout my life, my previous life, my previous profession. And I have something that I actually pulled out of the closet today. I had it tucked away in a closet, wrapped in some Arab headdresses, or at least Arab headdresses piled on top of my G.I. Joe special edition Colin Powell action figure. And it comes in a box. And I have it autographed by Colin Powell. I had it autographed, and now I have it. And it was autographed by Colin Powell, one of my treasures from my previous life when I was assigned to the Pentagon for what was then a news organization but no longer is. And Colin Powell, who I always found in my personal interactions with him to be a great guy and a very mellow guy, and I was always a media person in meeting him, and I always found him to be incredibly gracious. We'll get to some of that a bit later on as well, because I do want to tell sort of a fun story about getting the autographed Colin Powell G.I. Joe. The G.I. Joe is kind of a fun, tongue-in-cheeky sort of moment with that. Also, across the country, we have mandates kicking in because the Democrats don't care what you do as long as it's mandatory, because really they're authoritarian. They're not liberal anymore. I am a classical liberal. They are classical leftists. And we couldn't be more different. We grow farther apart every day, and I haven't moved at all on the political spectrum, which, again, is a circle. And they're at the bottom of the circle. I'm at the top of the circle. Spectrum doesn't go from left to right. It's a circle. Fascism meets communism. They're indistinguishable. No daylight between them. Once you go far enough left or far enough right, you meet the crazies on the other side, and that's where the left is today. They're all the way and the crazy land. So we've got to go. But with the mandates across the country, what's going on in Chicago? They keep kind of playing games with this deadline for Chicago city employees and the police. And the weekend for Chicago was, what did they have? 24 shootings, 4 killed, child in the middle of all that. Not national news, of course, because it's just another weekend in Chicago. But the police, are they going to be showing up? What's going on with the police mandate? Did you see a judge trampled the free speech of the police union chief, which is very popular with the Democrats today, trampling free speech rights? They don't believe in free speech. They don't believe in the First Amendment. They don't believe in the Second Amendment. They don't believe in or support the Bill of Rights in the United States of America, because they're not on our side. They're not constitutionalists. But it is still playing out. I'll get to the Chicago situation. Now at what is this? CNN was at CNN with their crazy story. CNN, 5 times as many police officers have died from COVID-19 as from gunfire since the start of the pandemic. And CNN is spinning this. Like, see, not so many have been shot to death by Democrats. Honestly. Oh, and Mayor Baby Groot in Chicago said that the police objections amounted to an insurrection. They love this insurrection thing. As I understand it, Joe Biden is suffering from a case of insurrection. And the White House doctor is looking into that now. Yeah, she said it's an insurrection because that's a buzzword for the Democrats. Now, we've got school stories for you, a whole bunch of wild and crazy stuff, because there are so many Democrats in the country that really 3 hours a day is not enough to lay out the crazy that they're laying down. We are at 888-630-9625.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
We told you about the murder of a member of parliament in Great Britain who was meeting with constituents in a church. And he was attacked by someone using a knife that murdered Sir David Amess. An unknown reason or reasons. And it turns out that it was a radical Islamic terrorist, an Islamist extremist, 25-year-old British man, practitioner of the religion of peace, who attacked the member of parliament and stabbed him multiple times during his constituents' meeting. And he went into surgery, but they were not able to save him. And he was killed by the psycho-Islamists. Who was just out to kill and murder, and so there is that. And he was a conservative member of parliament as well, and a member of the party currently in control with Boris Johnson. So it is another radical Islamic terrorist attack in England. A political assassination as well. And there you have it. The Islamists strike again in the United States. Another story under our crime header today. The assistant to the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi's sergeant at arms, arrested on child porn charges. An assistant to the U.S. House of Representatives, sergeant at arms, was arrested on child pornography charges. Stefan, what do you think you pronounce it? B-I-E-R-E-T, berated, whatever he is, 41 years old. Steve, I'm going to go with Byret, was charged with 10 counts of felony possession of child pornography after police executed a search warrant on his home in Burke, Virginia, in Fairfax County. So they got, child porn Democrats from the House of Representatives and the school board people. We have school board stuff for you today as well from Virginia. The voting is still ongoing, right? It's the election that never ends. We've had early voting ongoing in the Commonwealth of Virginia for 6 weeks or 7 or 8 weeks or something now. And the election is coming up.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, the Sergeant-at-Arms, that's the House of Representatives. Telling you, 41-year-old, 10 counts, child porn. They got his mug shot out here. Doesn't look very happy. I'm going with Beerette. Beerette. What do you think? Beerette, I'm going with Beerette. Pronunciation, Stefan Beerette. It's not very American, Stefan, is it? Puts you in good with the Democrats when you have a name that doesn't sound American. They like that better. Multiple electronic devices recovered from his home. Ordered held without bond, Fairfax County Adult Detention Center. I think that's similar to a jail. Terrible thing. And he's been there forever, this guy, the Sergeant-at-Arms. He's not the Sergeant-at-Arms, but the Sergeant-at-Arms is the chief law enforcement officer for the House of Representatives, and that's William J. Walker. And he didn't respond to press. Hey, your assistant just got arrested on multiple counts of child porn. It's like, I don't respond to that. He doesn't need to respond to that. Don't you know who he is? They're in charge. They're the people in charge, and they protect their own. It's not really a thing. Yeah, child porn, House of Representatives, why would that be a thing? Not a problem at all. All kinds of great stuff. Well, I got some Chicago news I want to get to because there are a number of Chicago stories. Also, Joe Biden. I'm going to get to Joe Biden on the border as well, because this guy, I'm telling you, they announced, and I talked about this on Friday, that they're going to reinstate or reinstitute President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, his Remain in Mexico policy, right? And it's just Joe Biden, the guy is such a piece of work. They opened up the border. They wrecked the border. They wrecked immigration. We had the best, most secure border that we've seen in generations when President Trump left office and when Joe Biden was sworn in. And he just blew it up. He couldn't have done a bigger job on it if he had actually used dynamite. They did away with the Remain in Mexico policy. They announced they're going to stop building the border wall. They started waving people in and turn it into, as one congressman said today, a processing center along our border rather than an actual border, just waving people in. And now the Biden administration has announced that they're giving $20 million more to Mexico, our friends in Mexico, which now totals more than $330 million that he's given Mexico this year. And yet they haven't lifted a finger to slow the people coming across our border. It's almost as if he's paying them to wave people through their country into the United States, because they're not on our side. The left is here, and they're not on our side. Biden administration gives another $20 million to Mexico, Central America for migrants and refugees. What, like give them gift baskets, new shoes, because they're wearing out their shoes coming to the United States? More than 200,000 migrants were encountered at the U.S. border in both July and in August. That's because the Democrats are doing such a good job. So the Biden administration, Fox News reports, announced on Friday it's giving another $20 million to Mexico and Central America in aid for the hundreds of thousands of migrants and refugees in the region, including money for health care, shelter, and legal aid. Now, this is just another $20 million because, you see, this brings the total assistance for FY 2021, this year, to more than $331 million, because they're not on our side. Now, again, the administration announced over the weekend, where is it here? Here is it now, The Hill. In Washington, D.C., with the headline, Biden to re-implement Trump's Remain in Mexico, the policy, they left that word out of the headline, in November. So they're going to announce it ahead of time, because it's when you implement a policy, always delay the implementation of the policy, because the Biden administration told the courts late Thursday that it plans to re-implement the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy in mid-November. If it can get buy-in from neighboring governments. So that's from Mexico is what they're talking about. The move comes after an initial victory by Texas and Missouri in a lawsuit that argued the Biden administration too hastily withdrew the policy under which the U.S. transported 70,000 asylum seekers to Mexico to await determination in their case. You know, you're claiming that you're entitled to asylum. But all you have to do is say, hey, I'm entitled to asylum. And the Biden administration says, okay, come in, date my daughter. That's basically what they do. The Trump administration said, well, everybody's claiming that they're entitled to asylum, but very few actually are coming from Latin American countries. And because they're, you know, relatively free, thanks to us and all of that. But in any case, the Biden administration announced that they're going to re-implement the Remain in Mexico policy of the Trump era. Now, let's go back to Joe Biden's Twitter account, shall we? Because Joe Biden tweeted on March 11th of 2020, while he was running for president, he tweeted a leak. He actually retweeted a link to a New York Times story. And the headline in the New York Times story was, the Supreme Court on Wednesday temporarily revived a Trump administration program that has forced about 60,000 asylum seekers to wait in Mexico. So you see the Supreme Court on Wednesday revived the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy. And Joe Biden retweeted that New York Times story, and he objected fervently to this. He said, he tweeted the New York Times story, and then he wrote, Donald Trump's, quote, Remain in Mexico, end quote, policy is dangerous, inhumane, and goes against everything we stand for as a nation of immigrants. My administration will end it. Now he's re-implementing it because he's a hypocrite, a clown, a liar, a fraud, a charlatan, a Democrat, you know. That's Joe Biden. So they announced they're going to re-implement. They're giving hundreds of millions of dollars to Mexico and Central American countries this year. For what? Well, nobody's really sure. Nobody knows for sure. We can't say because, you know, the results are not, I think, what the United States of America would prefer, right? So what is he funneling hundreds of millions of dollars to these countries for if they're not getting the job done? Depends on the job, you know, what the meaning of the turn of phrase, getting the job done, because for the Democrats, getting the job done means opening our borders and flooding millions of people in to change the demographics of the United States and to load the place up with people that don't have American values and American traditions, just like the Democrats, just to tell the truth there a little bit. All right. And we are at 888-630-9625. Lunch Bucket Joe over the weekend. Where is this now? Lunch Bucket Joe and the stories thing. I know it's in here. He went because it was police week. I was talking about it last week. It was police week, right? And Joe Biden went amazingly to speak to the police officers at the Capitol. I could hardly believe it, but he did. And he said some things that the guy, I got to tell you, confusion is the order of the day with the Democrats and the news media, but that's, you know. All right, let's go to, you know, they didn't have Police Week last week because of the Wuhan out of China, because the communists were playing with germ warfare and they were reckless, apparently. Certainly what appears to be the case. And so they didn't have it. So now they're adding the names. And what is it? 491 police officers killed in the line of duty 2019 and 2020. And Joe Biden said, observed this, and then, this is just fluff. This is BS. He was lying to the police officers because they were standing there. And then as soon as he walked away, I think he laughed and did the G handshake to a police officer and said, suckers, and kept walking. Joe Biden in Washington on Saturday, police week.
2020 was the deadliest year for law enforcement on record.
Can't do anything about it.
Today, we're here to remember nearly 500 of your brothers and sisters.
Today we're at 491, and there are people talking, and you can hear people saying he's not going to do a thing about it. And the audio is terrible because the White House can't even do audio properly anymore. They can't even wire the president of the United States. There are two big microphones in front of him and all this stuff. And then, we got to spend lots of money on policing, Joe Biden says, when his entire party is waging war against the police, has been for years now. They're an anti-police party. They're the defund the police party. By the way, at the Chris Plant store online, we have defend the police, which we've had for a long, long time since the Democrats started waging war on the police. Thin blue line flag with defend, not defund the police. And, of course, the Chris Plant show logo somewhere on the product as well. It's fun for the whole family. You know, if you're on the side of civilization, unlike the left. Joe Biden, we know. You know what they need? But he uses weasel words, not funding. Need more money for the police. Weasel words.
When you look at what your communities need and what you're being asked to do,
nice audio.
There isn't going to be more resources, not fewer resources to help you do your job. That's why I propose we invest again in community policing. We know works.
Yeah, more resources, not fewer resources. Then community policing, as defined by the left, means you send social workers and you. You don't send the police into jobs. Just amazing, amazing stuff. In the meantime, Seattle, where they're looking, Seattle, Washington, liberal Seattle, Washington, where they have the vaccine mandate, and the state of Washington as well, where they have the vaccine mandate for all the state employees and the city employees. And a lot of police officers, for example, are not agreeing to the mandate. And some are leaving their jobs, and now Seattle and Washington State Police losing officers. It's a bad, bad situation, and the Democrats made it this way. In Seattle, where crime is skyrocketing, you know, we had the biggest jump in homicides in the United States last year in 2020 that we've seen in 100 years of record-keeping, a 29.4% increase in homicides. Who do you think is disproportionately impacted by that? There is a business owner who is Egyptian, originally Egyptian. He's an American now, Mar Youssef. Mar Youssef owns a store. He's been broken into and robbed 6 times. And every time he calls the police, they're like, hey, you know, nothing we can really do about it. Here is an immigrant that the Democrats pretend to represent and stand for, and they don't. I do. Mar Youssef, a business owner in Seattle, talking about what's going on in that once great city, that failed city of Seattle, because the police are nowhere to be found when crimes are being committed.
Usually they don't show up. It does not have a response. They don't show up. I call them. They say, okay, we try to find someone, try to find some police officer. And they call me after like second day or after like 5-6 hours. Oh, you still need someone to come in.
Oh, you still want someone to come by? You're broken into and robbed. You still want to file a police report, maybe collect insurance because you were broken into and robbed once again. Pretty amazing stuff. Mar Youssef.
They say that we don't have a police officer available right now. They're all busy. So if you don't have any problem right now, go ahead and submit your report online.
Just fill out something online. So you're robbed again. Your business was robbed again. And this guy moved here from a beep hole country to get away from beep hole realities, came to the United States, went to Seattle, and little did he know the left was taking over Mar Youssef.
Usually no one follow up, no one care. Like even last time I showed him as like, hey, this guy come from here. You want to check the camera for the building or you want to check this one or take the fingerprint or anything like that? And then they don't do that.
Nothing.
Nothing. They do nothing. And
what is it like to live?
You don't feel safe.
And I don't feel safe, Mar Youssef, fleeing the Middle East to come to what he thought was the United States of America.
We don't feel safe. We don't feel this is not America. This is not the country I moved here 10 years ago from Egypt. I think I have a much better life, but it's not. Everyone is scared. I have a customer lady. She used to come to Seattle every year for the last 15 years. And she says she will never come back again because she feels scary in the street and the police never respond.
And the police never respond. Mar Youssef, talking about the Democrats running the state and the country.
I think the governor should step up and do something, and the president, Joe Biden, should step up and do something, help the people, put the army, hire more police, something. Because if everyone is scared, it's not going to have no business for anyone. All the business is going to shut down. Everyone is going to be in the street. That's what they want the people to be.
Call up the army. See, this is the third worlding of America. I've been talking about it for years. Mar Youssef.
When I feel the police around, I feel safe, but I don't. Even last time when the break-in happened, you know, I called the police and it's like, oh, you know, get a dog.
They say get a dog. Maybe you should get a dog. This is a failed city. This is what the Democrats have done. And listen to this. This broke my heart, the last thing he said in his interview this morning.
Thank you. God bless you guys and God bless America.
Thank you. God bless you guys and God bless America. Moved here from Egypt to get away from the third world. But the left is here. And they're anti-civilization, they're anti-police, they're anti-U.S. military, they're anti-border patrol. Remember, Joe Biden said there were, what did he say? Lashing the border patrol people, lashing the people breaking our laws, sneaking into our country, rushing the federal police officers. And Joe Biden was on the side of the lawbreakers because the Democrat Party is on the side of the lawbreakers because they're not liberals, they're the left. We're at 888-630-9625.
This is not the country I moved here 10 years ago from Egypt. I think I have a much better life, but it's not.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Also, we've got Greta von Thunberg, the the left-wing penguin, whatever she is, the minor prophet, the child prophet of the Democrat cult, and now she's singing. And if you this video, it's like child abuse. Except I think she's 18 now, so it's adult abuse. And it's abuse to my eardrums, too. When she's singing, she'll probably get an album deal for millions of dollars because that's how that goes. But we'll play it softly, but we've got that. And also, people on the school boards and all the craziness that the left is inflicting on all of us, I've got more. And again, immigrants, we were just talking about this a minute ago. We've got so many immigrants today, audio from so many immigrants from different countries talking about what's wrong with the United States of America. And the answer is the Democrat Party. But let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Mike calling from Washington, D.C. Mike, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yeah, I just want to make it quick and simple. All these criminals and all these dumb people who want to blame the police. My thing is, don't put yourself in that situation in the first place. And they wouldn't have the police to blame. Because it's not like the cops got here and looked for, just to look for somebody to cause trouble. All these criminals, they always want to blame somebody, but they're the ones putting themselves in this situation.
Yeah, well, you know, your mom is supposed to teach you that when you're 3 or 4 years old, I think, and then, you know, officer friendly. But they've, you know, the Democrat Party has turned the police into villains. The Democrat Party, from Barack Obama forward, the Democrat Party has engaged in an orchestrated years-long campaign to demonize the police with an eye toward defunding them. I guess because they're criminals and their children are criminals and the jails are filled with Democrats, which is why they want to make sure that everybody that's currently in jail or prison can vote, because the Democrats know it's an untapped vein of Democrat voters. and the police are not the bad guys. And you're absolutely right. I mean, it's to state the obvious, of course, Mike, and I know that you're aware of this. Now, if you find yourself being involved with the police, like George Floyd, you know, five-time ex-gun, 5 years in prison, holding the pregnant woman hostage at gunpoint during the home invasion, and, you know, you bring it on yourself overwhelmingly. Now, when there are miscarriages of justice, those are an outrage to all of us. But for the most part, the police are taking down criminals. See?